Well, thank you again, Lord, for being in this place, for moving with us, and just, God, you do so much, even, God, in small beginnings or small times or things that, you know, we don't stand, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, we walk by what you have, and so we just open this time up again to you, Lord, and you just bring on in whoever needs to be in here in this place, and whoever needs to share and speak and worship you, God, and spend time with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And these are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of the servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding
forever. Sing praise.
of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever.
Lift up your voice.
in the song of the land. We will join in the song of the land. Thank you, Lord. We've come to this place to worship you, to glorify your name. You are worthy of our worship, worthy of our praise. It's an honor, Lord, to set time aside for you, glorify you. You alone are worthy of our worship. You alone are worthy of our praise. You alone are holy, holy, holy. We set aside ourselves at your feet. We set aside ourselves at your holy feet. Humbled in your presence. You unravel me with a melody. Oh, you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave.
Good.
And the night is holding on to me. God is holding on.
Let it be done.
a flood, like a flood, we receive your love when you come, like a flood, we receive your love when you come. Like a flood, we receive your love when it comes.
Just soak in your presence, Lord. Every cause you have for shame, lay it all down. Lay it all down. 'Cause when your cares have buried you, and there's nothing left for you to do, lay it all down. Lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. It's at the feet of Jesus. You carried on, but your heart was tired. You feared the worst and felt the fire. Lay it all down, lay it all down. You're filled with all those anxious thoughts, and your doubts became your God. Lay it all down, lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. At the feet. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, at the feet. At the feet of Jesus, we've given up on better days. There are memories we can't erase. Lay it all down, lay it all down. When we've come to fear what we can't explain, and there's nothing here that can ease the pain. Lay it all down, lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, at the feet of Jesus. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. At the feet of Jesus. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down. Lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus. caught up in your presence. Oh, I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. Oh, I'll just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. Caught up in your prayer. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sing another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Oh, I'm sorry when I come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I just want you. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Thank you. And so often, God, we come on our own terms. But that's not how it works, Lord. You are the one who sets the terms. You're the one who sets the design. And you're the one who sets the cornerstone of the earth before it was even formed. You set the foundation. Lord, we stand in this place just humbled in your presence, Lord, knowing that whatever we see with our eyes, God, is not always what is true. We walk by faith, Lord, by faith in you. And we're caught up in your holiness. Anybody who has a testimony, who has something to share amongst us, or just something on your heart, something you need prayer for, something we can join together in. And the Word of God says that our job as believers is to edify the church, to build each other up. And nothing does that more to me when I know that other people are here beside me carrying the things that I'm carrying. So if you guys have a burden, if you guys have a burden on your heart, that's just something that's just been holding you down and it's just been causing you so much grief and stress, and it's a good time to speak it out, and we'll pray and just come alongside. Father God, we lift up Dan to you. You're the Lord. You created peace. You are the Prince of Peace. So I pray, God, that you would bring peace that passes all understanding to Dan's heart, Lord. At times when he feels afraid and just has that fear, and God, that you would just, in that moment, Lord, you would just wash over him with your Spirit. Know that if he falls, you've got him. Lord, if he trips, you've got him. You have him in the palm of your hand. And if he dies, he's going to eternity. He's going to you, Lord. You've got him then, too. And there's nothing on this earth for us to fear, you know, if we make the wrong mistake, which, God, we don't want to do. We want to hear from you and make sure we make the right moves. But, Lord, you also have grace when we make mistakes, when we make the wrong decision, Lord. So I pray, God, that any of that fear and trembling, Lord, would actually be turned into faith. Lord, it would be turned into standing on your word. It would be turned into, Lord God, what do I do? It would be turned into a stronger faith in you, Lord. That instead of being afraid, he would be able to turn to you and say, God, it's in your hands. I'm in your hands. And this situation, this life is in your hands. And these decisions are in your hands. And stand alongside him, Lord, as he makes decisions. Help him to have a sound mind, a mind that is not full of fear.
And Lord, help us to renew our minds, knowing that you've called us to consider your word every time anxiety hits or fear. Lord, we know that we have nothing to fear because of the promises of your word and the reminder that whatever is true and whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, Lord, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, Lord, if anything is excellent, if anything is praiseworthy, let's think on those things, Lord, as you have reminded us. Thank you for the ability and the admonition to renew our minds to your promises every moment of the day, and especially when chaos or anxiety or troubles hit, Lord, help us to walk through them with strength, knowing that you indeed, you've got our back, Lord. You've got our six. You've got us covered in all things, Lord. And whatever comes, Lord, let us accept it as just as a way of maybe your reproof, as a way of maybe your strengthening us through our struggles, Lord. Lord, we know that you've never promised us to have just an easy path in everything, Lord, but that any struggles that we do encounter are going to strengthen us, make us better, make us whole, help us to walk more like your Son, Jesus.
Cover this evening, Lord. Cover this church, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray for Bob, Lord, who's in Hawaii with his kids, Lord. I just pray your Holy Spirit be moving over there too, Lord. Moving on them in this moment, Lord. Let their kids see Jesus in them. God, we pray for Pastor Dave, and we pray for just all that goes on in this church, Lord, that you would just bring blessing, Lord, and bring peace and bring growth, Lord. Whatever that means, Lord, would your Holy Spirit reign in this place and in this town, Lord? Would there be no longer any unrest, but people just worshiping and cheering for you? And I just think of all the people, Lord, who are affected by you in this place. I just thank you, Lord. Yes. We're so grateful for you. Privilege it is to get to tarry with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That was sweet.
Lord.
It's so good. You know, sometimes it's like you get, I remember this, there were, I don't know, God's just been speaking to me that don't let what you think is supposed to happen ruin what is happening. You know?
You know? Live in whatever moment.
Live in the moment that God is providing, you know? It would be really easy to go like, well, nobody showed up. I guess I wasn't successful.
Oh, yeah.
But that's totally silly, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit is here moving. We get to worship Him. This is cool, right? And so I'm just stoked.
Thank you so much for continuing through. Even the second time through is better than the first.
Yeah.
The first time through is pretty good.
Right? So.
Sometimes
we just need that. So, praise God. Thank you guys for showing up.